This is Lori Prox here with Tanya Young of Valdi's Youth Court. And Tanya, you just took this position not too long ago, so we wanted to have you in the studio and give an opportunity to talk, introduce yourself, and then talk a little bit about Valdi's Youth Court and what that organization does. So we'll start with Youth Court, and then we'll talk a little bit about your plans and what you bring to the table.
Sounds good. Yeah, Valdi's Youth Court, they've been around for actually quite a few years, and it's a great program. It's actually a program across the state of Alaska. And, you know, it's just, it's youth in our community who really, truly want to support their peers and make sure that they're given a second chance and a chance. You know, everyone makes mistakes, whether you're 5, whether you're 30, whether you're in your 50s, everyone makes mistakes. And it's the opportunity to learn from those mistakes. So that's what Youth Court
and
is about.
As the name implies, Valdi's Youth Court.
Yep.
So rather than going to a regular court.
Yep.
Minors under the age of 18 are allowed to go to youth court as an alternative. Now,
correct.
Tell us the formatics of, you know, how does that work? Let's say, you know, a kid gets in trouble.
Yeah.
How are they offered the opportunities?
So there's two different ways that we can get cases coming through to us. The first one is through the juvenile probation officer here, Julie in town. And she can refer cases to us as they come to her. The other option is if you're going in front of the judge in the actual courtroom, and he gives you the option. You know, even as a juvenile, you still have the responsibility to choose what you'd like to do and make sure that your rights are known. And so he'll give you the option of he can go ahead and sentence you, or he can give you the option to go through youth court. Youth court, you know, it doesn't go on your permanent record if you complete it. There's less fines involved. And it's really about you giving back to the community and taking responsibility for what happened.
And I know recently our youth went to a convention, and they go every year with an opportunity to learn. It's run a little bit differently in every community.
Correct.
And so there are different options for community service or some of the punishments or consequences that are handed down. So what are some of the things that Valdi's implements in terms of, you know, okay, you got in trouble, here's what you now need to do.
Right. So the way, like you said, each court runs a little differently as far as what type of cases they come in with, and the options that they give you. With us, it's really a big push about it being you learn from it and you give back to your community, because your community are the ones that are really supporting you and trying to give you the second chance. So community work service hours are a big thing for kids. Essays are a big option also. Just being able, for some kids, being able to talk about things, it's actually a little easier for them to put it on paper. So, you know, taking each kid and seeing what works best for them is also, so it's not like a straight across the bench type of sentencing for them. You know, sometimes it's just therapy. I mean, that could also be a sentence for them as far as like go and just talk to somebody, you know, without the pressures of being mom or dad or teacher, someone who doesn't know you, someone who you can just sit there and just be like, look, this is what's going on.
And youth court has those resources available. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where those resources are, and especially in a confidential environment.
Yep. Yeah. I have a list of all kinds of paperwork. And that's the thing with youth court is it's all confidential. You know, being in a small town, sometimes it can be a little harder, but our kids in youth court, our members actually take that very seriously. They're not going to go and say like, oh yeah, I had this person in my case today.
Well, that is it. They are not allowed to, right?
Nope,
that's
nope.
They're no longer a member of youth court.
Correct.
If they share that information.
Correct. And as a juvenile, it's your right to have that be confidential, whether you're in our court or whether you're actually in the adult court. So we respect that. And our members take that very seriously.
All right. And what age group is this?
So you can join at age 12 to 17. And we have all ages right now. They work great with each other. You know, when you walk in, I sometimes forget that my 12-year-old is not the 16-year-old. And, you know, they're very mature about the decision. They understand the seriousness of it because they're actual cases.
And what kind of kid gets involved in youth court?
Anyone's able to do so. Even though, let's say, you have gotten in trouble in the past.
Well, and I think you might say, oh, well, these are kids who want to sentence other kids. But, you know, in some cases, I think in probably most of the cases, that's not who these kids are. They're interested in a different outcome for these kids. But also, you have, I think, over the years had some kids involved who've actually been through the youth court system on the other side.
Yep.
And then kind of see the wisdom in
when I've had one system. One member tell me, you know, hey, the whole reason I got involved with this is because of my experience through it. And I thought it was great. And I want other peers of mine to experience that same thing and know that they're supported by their friends and by their peers.
So I'm sure, you know, once a minor gets involved in a situation where mm-hmm. they have to go before a judge, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So what are some of the misperceptions or misconceptions they might have about youth court? And then I think you've hit a few of those, how it's handled and how those are worked out, what their opinion is at the end of it.
I think some people don't understand that we do take real cases is the first thing. They are real cases. If they're not completed, I mean, everything's marked through our paperwork with the justice system. So they are actual cases. The second thing is that, what sentence we give is not like a true sentence. And some adults might actually feel that way when looking at youth court. But the thing we have to remember is that they're still kids. And, you know, we're here to help them. We're not here to treat them as adults just yet. So I think that's another thing is sometimes we might be too light on them. But really, these kids do think through what sentence they're going to pass on to their peers. It's a thought out decision for them. So those are two big misconceptions that I hear sometimes.
And then, of course, a good reason for folks to select the option of youth court for mm-hmm. a minor is cost.
Oh, yes. You know, our laws are changing right now. One in particular is the minor in consumption. The fine has upped. The state has, you know, said enough is enough with our children drinking underage. And so they've upped the fine. And if you're in court, it can be up to $500. So youth court, you know, if you take that option, it lowers the fine significantly down to, I believe they wrote it in the law, is $50 if you choose to go through youth court. So
we've talked about that. There's some changes afoot in terms of how, like, the minor and consumption laws are reported. But they're still, whether they're called a violation or a...
It could be like a misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor, mm-hmm. whatever they were called before, it still will go before a judge or through the legal system.
Yeah, yeah. It will still always have to go through the judge. And then, you know, we also have the opportunity to say, hey, we can't take on this case or we can take on this case. So that's the other thing is that it's always an option to you, but it's also something that we as members want to make sure that you understand this is a great opportunity.
And why would youth court not take a case?
If you've been through before, then we won't take you on the same charge a second time. You know, if you've been through before and it was just a struggle to get you through the program, then we won't take you a second time either. You know, it's truly an opportunity that we want you to
learn. So while some of the consequences might be a little less, there is an obligation to follow
Absolutely.
Through.
Absolutely. If you don't complete your sentence, it does get referred back to the judge. And so then you're right back in adult court and you're going to go through that system, which is what we're trying to avoid because we want to help you and help you learn. So.
Now, what is the biggest challenge here in Valdez? I think you've worked in these type of programs elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are some of the things? You have a lot of parents out there listening, and a lot of times, you know, if you see no evils, you know, if you're not aware of what's happening, you know, what are some of the things parents should be aware of or maybe could be cognizant of and not end up in youth court?
Yeah. Big thing, and I can't express this enough, is have conversations with your kids. You know, like, don't be afraid to have those tough conversations and get to know who they're around, what they're doing when they're going, what time they're going to be home, those types of things. And then also remember that, you know, if they do get in trouble, remember that you're their parent and you're like, okay, we made a mistake. And you're wanting to teach them responsibility at that point. What are we going to do to fix this? We, not me, but what are we going to do? Because you were part of the solution as well.
Well, and I know with our legal system, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's kind of, I think a parent's challenge sometimes is, well, I don't want my kid to have you know, I don't want this on their permanent record.
Yeah.
And I don't, so they, you know, they end up spending a lot of energy on the legal side of it. And all that's kind of geared toward, you know, hey, I didn't do it or it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Or do you see some of that in youth court? Youth court is probably a help in that situation because it allows you the opportunity to not get caught up in the, you know.
Yeah. First off, I will say, unfortunately, our system is very overwhelmed. And so if you're like, well, I'm going to take the route of I'm going to go to trial, you're looking at a year to 2 years down the road, possibly. So you're not only dragging it out for yourself, the kiddo's being dragged out, and there's numerous just court appointments and appointments with attorneys and da-da-da-da-da. Going through youth court, you know, I make it a point to, we're going to be done with everything within 6 months. Is that always going to happen? Maybe not, but that's my goal. But also is that it cuts out all just the junk in the middle. I'm being like, look, here, you're taking responsibility. Great. We're going to get this done. I'm going to help you through it, because that's the other thing is through sentencing, I check in with the kids. Hey, how's it going? Are you running into any issues? Is there anything I can help you with? So it'd also be kind of...
So now, do you take cases where kids say, hey, I didn't do this?
No, we do not.
So that's what eliminates the...
It's teaching them to take that responsibility. You have to plead guilty or no contest in the court.
All right. So if a kid does want to say, I didn't do this, then youth court is not an option. No. This is just for, hey, I did this and...
Mm-hmm.
And services, what are the best services we have here in Valdez that you can, you know, because there's a lot to, you know, passing judgment, this, that, but that really doesn't deal with a person.
No.
So, you know, sometimes behind these smaller charges are, you know, real problems of, you know, alcoholism or drug abuse or,
right.
You know, our services here, in a small town are sometimes a little challenging to identify where those services are.
Right.
But how can you give us an idea of some of the good services here in Valdez that you utilize?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have alcohol, drug, and information school that we send some of the kids to. That's a great resource, and just, you know, especially nowadays, kids just grow up seeing so many different things, and they're not informed of all the different effects that can take on your body. So the drug, the alcohol and drug school is great in that. We also have, Providence has a counseling center, you know, and sometimes we all know that sometimes kids may act out because they're really trying to reach out for help and they don't know how to ask for that help, but to act in a certain behavior. So counseling is great. I can never express that enough. The other thing is just, I've seen kids actually learn a lot from the community service. And, you know, we have the animal shelter, which all the kids love to go there and walk the dogs and pet the dogs and stuff like that. But it also teaches them a work ethic, because the animal shelter there says, okay, this is what we really have to do to take care of these animals. And I think it almost turns into almost animal therapy at the same time, which all, I know there's a lot of dog lovers and animal lovers here in Valdez, and, you know, and to get to have that sometimes also helps the kids.
All right. We're talking with Tanya Young of Valdez Youth Court. And now when a youth goes to court, mm-hmm. chooses the youth court route, what is the parent's involvement there?
Just getting them to the appointments if you can, if they rely on you for transportation. Really, I try to make the program about the kiddo. The parents are definitely involved and they'll always be informed on what's going on, and they're allowed to be at the hearings. The hearings are closed to the public. That's the other thing, because of the confidentiality. Parents are welcome to come in. It'd just be the parent and the kid. But really at that point in the decision to, you know, take on a certain sentence or maybe argue a sentence, you know, and work with their defense attorney is up to the kid. It's not up to the parent. And the reason why is because, you know, this is a decision that the kid made, and they need to be able to make those decisions on taking responsibility as well. So, like, their conversations with their defense attorney is actually privileged. A parent doesn't get the right to know about that conversation. I don't get the right to know about that conversation. Just as an adult, you know, they have that confidentiality with their attorney as well.
All right. And you are have been brought in by our youth court is actually a committee of volunteers here in Valdez.
That, board. Yep, I have a board members.
Yeah, that and I think Kate Goodrow, mm-hmm. Sarah Goodrow, Todd Wagner,
Bart
Hinkle. Yeah, there's a host of folks.
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
And they brought you in largely to, you know, they went and found someone with experience. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Oh, okay. My husband and I, we moved here in the beginning of June. We're from Anchorage. I worked for STAR, Standing Together Against Rape, local crisis center in Anchorage. And there I was a direct service advocate for domestic violence, sexual assault victims, all age ranges. And through my work there, I worked largely with Office of Children's Services, Alaska Cares, Anchorage Police Department.
So we're definitely bringing a wealth of knowledge on,
yes,
some of the services.
Yes, and I also worked a lot with the Anchorage District Attorney's Office. I was in courtrooms all the time, DA meetings, that type of thing. So I've kind of gotten a wealth of knowledge there. But, I mean, really the biggest thing where I've learned my experience and my advice It's through working with the community. And that's what I'm trying to teach these kids, is that you have so many supporters in the community that you can learn from.
And Valdez is, I would imagine you found,
it's a very tight-knit community. I love it. I love it. I walk down the street and I see people all the time, or in the grocery store. And, you know, and that's the other thing I want to stress, is that, you know, if you've come through youth court, whether you're a parent or a child, you know, I treat you just the same. Just, and, you know, that's why I try and tell these kids, is that this doesn't mark you as a horrible person. It doesn't at all. It's just, you made a mistake. We're going to get through it, and life goes on. So.
All right. So just a process to get through there.
Yeah.
And of course, it does take a lot of work though, to put on youth court. And you mentioned the kids have to respect confidentiality.
Yeah.
And these 12 to 17 year old young adults need to act as judge and jury, and
yep.
actually take on roles.
Yes.
In the courtroom, similar to a courtroom. So tell us about that. And on the other side, as a youth court volunteer, I know you have a training coming up. So
yep.
if a parent were interested in finding out about this for their child, of course, or, you know, if anyone's listening 12 to 17 that mm-hmm. might be interested in this program, tell us a little bit about what the roles are, what the expectations are, and about the training.
So we do have a training coming up this month, actually. It's going to be the 24th through the 26th. And this is where our members get their basic knowledge and their basic skills on becoming the judges and the attorneys. And we go over everything in the justice system, the roles, the ethics, the responsibilities that you take on in those roles. And then once they become members, they do have to pass a bar exam.
And it's serious. You bring in attorneys and different
yes,
people
yep.
for.
Yeah,
I mean, this clinic is no soft core thing. It's pretty.
Yeah, luckily, you know, thanks to the support we have in this community, we have the judge that's going to be coming in. We have a previous defense attorney, Mike, Julie from juvenile probation is going to be coming in to really talk, and one of our officers here from Valdez. So they'll inform all the kids, you know, teach them all everything that they need
to
know.
So this is great experience too. I know your ad said to be an attorney or something, but it's a great experience for many things, any type of leadership position really, because the kids are assigned roles and sometimes based on, you know, their participation or, you know, I mean, it's kind of a, you mature into the roles, right?
Yes. If,
I think
yeah.
that's fair to say. And you have how many members right now?
Right now, I just counted them. I have a little over 15 members.
And what is the obligation of time? I know you meet, you know, explain how many times you meet. It's not you have to be here every time
at
a certain day.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you kind of have a group of kids that are trained and then, you know, as cases become available, sometimes there aren't many and sometimes there are many, then the workload increases and you have to reach out to.
Yeah. It's, you know, I really try and work around, obviously I want my members to also be involved in other parts of the community. So I have a lot of them that play sports and stuff like that. And so we kind of just work around their schedule, but we meet once a month. We have a president, a vice president, and a treasurer. On the Bar Association is what we call that. Then once cases come up, I just send out an email asking who is available, who would like what position. Obviously, if you're newer, then we stick you to more of like the bailiff and that type of thing. You can shadow defense and prosecution. And once you've kind of worked your way up, then you can do lead prosecution, lead defense, and then obviously a judge at the end.
And we mentioned these kids really aren't in it for recognition. There is none. It's really just they're learning about the system.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are pretty interested in that. I mean, it's a serious study.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing is that throughout the year, my goal is to try and give them as many opportunities to kind of go outside of Valdez and learn that as well. You know, in June, we have a trip coming up statewide, all local courts get together. And I mean, you were there last year and the kids love it. They love to be able to travel to different types of cities and towns, but they get to learn from different professionals throughout the state. And sometimes if we're lucky, even people like we had the justice from, you know, come into Fairbanks that we tried getting the kids up to, weren't able to, but just different opportunities like that where they can see these great leaders and learn from them as well.
All right. So now if someone were interested in doing the training, how do they get a hold of you? How do they let you know or just show up?
So we do have an application that I would need them to fill out, and they can contact me through email, which is vdzyouthcourt@gmail.com.
And if you want to send me this information, we'll get it in Monday's email newspaper.
Or you can reach me at the office there as well, and then I can either email you the application, you can stop by, fill it out, whichever.
Okay, and if you can send that to me this week, then we'll put that as a link. We can actually have the application in our email news. So if people want to check it out and see, find out more. And definitely, I think sometimes people might have more questions. We answered a lot of them, I think. But if they have further questions on schedule or talking, about, hey, do you think I could do this? Or here's what I know. Definitely get a hold of you and
absolutely.
And make it happen. And you have a pretty... pretty good host. You have some return kids, and so
yes, I have an amazing group of kids. I can't ever say enough about them. They take it very seriously, but also have me in tears laughing sometimes. So,
fortunate. Like at the younger ages, like 12, 13, probably that's where you have a little more of an opening for some kids to get involved in it. And it might be hard to try to take that first step because you're not really sure what it is. But now we've introduced you, and you're not that scary, and it should be. It's a great program. I had the opportunity to go and actually attend some of the workshops as an adult. I drove the bus. So
And we're going to be
pretty
having
amazing.
We're going to have an open house this fall too. So anyone in the community could come in. We're going to put on a mock trial and let them see the amazing things that our kids do.
Oh, fun! All right. So thanks a lot for coming in and explaining Youth Court. And look for an application for that in our email newspaper Monday if you're interested or have more information, we'll have the contact info for you there.